From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It runs from West Dade to Naples, and it's known as the Tamiami Trail. And one man would actually like to add a trail to the trail. Topher Forez reports.
The hard surface trail would be called the River of Grass Greenway. It would stretch 75 miles running parallel to the Tamiami Trail. Project manager Mark Heineke says right now the greenway is in a feasibility study and master plan stage.
Right now there's a series of existing culverts and bridges along US 41 that kind of block the water flow. And by building the trail, you could have a series of new culverts that would kind of act like a spreader canal and improve the water flow.
But spiritual and clan leader of the Council of the Original Miccosukee Seminole Nation Aboriginal Peoples, Bobby Billy, disagrees.
To see what happened only just 70 years old, all these wetlands and the natives disappeared in front of my eye.
Billy says building the trail would also violate agreements between his people and the federal government made during the 1700s and 1800s. Project manager Mark Heineke says dealing with treaties is a federal issue. Heineke hopes to complete the current phase by midsummer. I'm Topher Forges in Naples.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?